Hasten to add that Mrs. Marciano is the mother of the former heavyweight champion of the world, Rocky Marciano. So here they are.
Welcome, welcome. Bonjour.
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 Glad to see you.
Mrs. Marciano, you're a fine-looking girl.
Thank you.
Is Rocky with you tonight?
No.
Where does he spend most of his time now that he's quit fighting?
In Florida.
In Florida, huh?
Yes.
Did you ever hear anybody say he fought a lot of stumble bums on his way to the top?
Grouch, now you're making a big mistake. My son, he fought all good fight.
Those rumors were untrue, in
all
other words.
Professional man, good man.
He didn't fight a lot of...
clean cut fight.
He didn't fight a lot of stumble bums, huh? On the way up, I mean. He waited until he was champion, and then he... a lot of pushovers, huh? You sure he's not hanging around here anyplace?
No, not what I know.
Can't take any chances at my age, you know. Now, your name is Dr. James Whitcomb Riley, is that right?
No, it's Dr. James Whitcomb Brower.
Brower, huh?
Yes, it rhymes with B-R-O-W-E-R.
Why do you have that G-H in there? To make it difficult for quizmasters?
Yes.
Is that what you intended to do here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I see. Now, how many times did you fight Marciano?
I'm sorry to say I never even met him.
Where do you come from, Doc?
I'm old Vernon Jennings County, Indiana. I'm a Hoosier.
You're a Hoosier?
Yes.
Did you go to college in Indiana?
No, I went to college in California. My parents moved there when I was 12 years of age, and I lived there till I was 21 and graduated from college and married my first wife, the daughter of the president.
The president of the college?
Yes.
Well, that's a good way of getting good marks, isn't it? When did you graduate?
In 1891.
Oh. You graduated in 1891?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. How old were you when you graduated? Three?
Make a guess.
Well, let's see now. 1891, that was 70 years ago. 70 years. How old are you, Doc?
Well, guess at that.
I'd say 72.
Thank you.
Nobody ever graduated at the age he did from college. How old? 53. Am I close?
No, I went to the seminary after that at Rochester, New York, before I began my ordained ministerial life.
Oh, you're a minister, huh?
Yes,
I thought you were a doctor.
Yes, sir.
Well, how old are you, Doc?
Well...
Reverend. Yeah. Rabbi, whatever it is. Padre.
It's quite evident, Groucho, that you are not acquainted with preachers.
Depends on the denomination. How old are you, did you say you were, Doc?
I was 90 on January the 7th.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I want to shake hands with a man who's even older than I am. How about the ladies, Doc? Are you a gay bachelor, or are you in the trap?
Well, I'm in the trap.
How old is Mrs. Brower?
Well, Mrs. Brower is 69. She's 21 years younger than I am.
You're a cradle snatcher, aren't you? You married a kid 20 years younger than you are.
Yes, I'd rather smell perfume than liniment.
I would, too, unless I had arthritis. You're a pretty active fella, Doc. Does your wife keep up with this fast pace that you
yes,
seem,
she goes with me everywhere I go, men's clubs, I...
She goes to the men's clubs with you?
Men's clubs, yes. She, I'm so homely, she'd rather go along than kiss me goodbye.
Doc, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had a transfusion from Milton Berle? What kind of a minister are you, Methodist?
I've been preaching the gospel of Christ for 70 years, and I'm a Baptist preacher and the past president of the American Baptist Convention.
Oh.
The largest honor that any Baptist preacher can get in this country.
Oh, that's wonderful. What made you decide to become a Baptist minister when you could have been an old renegade like me, huh?
That's what I was going to tell you. My father and mother...
I'm no good, you know. No good at all.
My father and mother were very religious, and they wanted me to be a preacher. Friends wanted me to be a comedian, and perhaps if I had, I'd have preceded you.
Nobody has preceded me. Look, if you'd like, I'll switch spots with you.
Yeah, and nobody would succeed you.
Well, I'm not sure of that.
But anyhow,
with the salary they pay you ministers, you better have a good sense of humor.
No, I tell you, that's the truth.
And a rich wife, huh?
I went to cash
a check. Did you marry for money, Doc?
I went to cash a check the other day, and
the
banker gave me out some old money, and he said, "Are you afraid of germs?" I said, "No, no germ could live on the salary I get."
You know, I never knew that they cracked jokes like that in a Baptist church. No, I thought it was all hellfire and brimstone. Really, I did. I thought they were very serious in the Baptist church.
If it depends, if they need that, why, we give it to them.
Yeah. Well, I imagine you're a very interesting minister to listen to. And are you still preaching?
Yes,
well, preaching twice. Well, I'd like to come to hear you sometime.
Preaching twice every Sunday and delivered 147 addresses between Sundays last year.
Oh, well, could you deliver one to my address? Where do you do this? Well, you're not preaching here in L.A. at all.
Not right here. The old Temple Philharmonic Auditorium was my former church. I was there 16 years. And that's why I got so well acquainted with all the movie people. Uh-huh. I married Doug Fairbanks and Mary Pickford 40 years ago. And I'm sorry to say, but I buried Will Rogers when he was killed. He and I used to have humorous debates for the civil charity.
He's an old friend of mine, too.
Yes, well, he's a great
friend. I taught him how to play the guitar, you know. Yes, I did, really.
And
do you utilize your sense of humor in your preaching?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
In what way?
Do
you start off with, like, saying, "A funny thing happened to me on my way to the church"?
No, I do that, too. For instance, now I went up to San Francisco to a banquet. And I was getting dressed in my room when a knock came on the door, and I said, "Come in." And a man walked in, all dressed in his tuxedo, and said, "I want to introduce you, doctor, and I want to know something about you, and I will take you to the banquet room." Well, I said, "Fine and dandy." I said, "I'm just tying my bow tie." I said, "Can you tie one of these bow ties that still stands straight?" He said, "You bet I can." He came over and put his arm around me, laid me down on the bed, and tied it. I got up. I said, "Well, that's fine and dandy, but why'd you make me lie down?" Well, he said, "That's the only way I can do it. I'm an undertaker."
Well, that's certainly a holier-than-thou attitude. More jokes up your sleeve, Rev?
Yes, Princess.
You don't care if I call you Rev instead of Rev.
Groucho, you know people enjoy jokes told on yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
They're getting so sensitive. I can't tell a joke on the Jews. I can't tell a joke on the colored people. I can't hardly tell a joke on an Irishman.
Yeah. This is true. You know, if you tell jokes about Italians or Frenchmen, every group now, it goes even further than that. If you tell a joke about a dentist, or a plumber, or a carpenter, or anybody at all. Everybody
I tell them on myself.
Yeah, that's good. You say, "Well, I can't tell a joke about an Irishman on myself."
But anyhow, I was one night after I'd heard...
Funny thing happened to me on my way to the synagogue this morning.
About midnight, when Ms. Brown and I jumped in the car and started, when I saw a friend of mine on the sidewalk that had made the mistake of taking something into his stomach that made him see double and think half. And I said to Ms. Brown, "We better take him home." So I drove up to the sidewalk, got out and took him by the arm, and he said, "Well, hello, doctor, what are you doing here?" I said, "To take you home, come on." Got him in the car, away we went, got out in front of his house, and I got him out and got him up the steps and rang the bell. And I said, "Now, Bill, I've got you home, I'll go." But he grabbed me and he said, no, don't you go yet. You wait till my wife comes to the door. I want her to see who I've been out with tonight."
The Baptist church is going to get a lot of converts here tonight. Going to be a lot of water spilled around there. Doc, we ought to go into business together. You give the jokes and sermons, and I'll take up the collection.
Good.
And we split 50-50. I'll keep the cash and give you the buttons.
Let me tell you one more, though.
I wish you would, huh?
An old man who had heart trouble was home, and he bought a Irish sweepstakes ticket. And he won $50,000, but his wife and daughter were afraid to tell him, afraid he'd drop dead. So they called up the Episcopal clergyman to come, an old man, Flynn, to come and tell him. So he came, and they talked a few moments pleasantly, and finally he said, John, didn't you buy a ticket for the sweepstakes? He said, yes, I did. He said, now supposing you should win $50,000, what would you do with it? And the old man said, I tell you, if I win $50,000, I'll give half of it to you. And the preacher dropped dead.
I know you're one of America's best-known ministers, and it's a real honor having you up here, and I'd appreciate it if you could put in a good word for me now and then, you know. You know, with the right crowd. Lena, let's get back. I got to talk to Lena here, you know. We've been ignoring her, Doctor. You want a chair?
What?
You tired?
No.
You look great. You look like a fellow 50 years old. I never saw it.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, a young-looking 50-year-old.
Take you out for lunch and pay for it?
Just pay for it. Listen.
Now, you wrote a book.
You bet I did. Wait a minute. You get $50 for saying the secret word. You see, what was the name? Did you read the book?
I went to buy it, and they were all sold out.
They were? Well, that's
a good
book.
And I'll tell you what I'll do. I published a book called Life and Laughter. Nine of my popular lectures, and every serious paragraph in the book is illustrated with a funny story. I'll give you a book autographed if you'll give me one of yours autographed.
I'll do it if you'll mention the name of my book.
Well, how it's, do I... It's me and Groucho.
No, it's Groucho and me.
Oh, that's
right. Lena, let's get back to you now. By the way, how much do you weigh when you weigh?
Well, I usually weigh 190.
Mm-hmm. Is that why they call you Lena?
Yes.
Well, tell us about Rocky in the early days. What was he like as a baby? Was he a big child?
Well, he was a big child, yes.
What did he weigh at the ringside?
About, 11 pounds.
11 pounds?
Yes.
Ringside, huh?
Yes.
That's a big baby, huh?
Big baby.
When he was born, he probably slapped the doctor, didn't he? Well, was he a good boy? Did he behave? Does he mind you when he was a baby?
He was good, but there was time when he
threw
he
his
didn't
weight
mind
on?
Me.
Huh?
There was time when he didn't mind me, and I spanked him.
Yeah?
Yes.
Slug him?
Huh? Sure.
Yeah. Spanked Rocky Marciano, the champion of the world, huh? I'm sure you're very proud of Rocky, Lena.
Yes, very proud.
I've been teasing you about him, but I'm aware of the fact that he has great records.
I know.
Not only as a fighter, but as a nice guy, too.
Yes.
Now, were all his fights fixed?
No, not one fixed.
No?
He's just a good fight.
Well, it's a tough fight, Mom, but you won. And when you see that broken-down son of yours, give him my regards, huh?
I will.
And tell him he's lucky. His path has never crossed mine. Well, let's play You Bet Your Life. Mr. Fenneman, would you bring out the question box, please?
About you?
Hi.
Well, you wouldn't hit a man with the claws, would you, huh?
What are you doing here? I thought you were in Florida or out of town.
I came up to pick up my mom.
You haven't heard this conversation with your mother, have you?
I just heard one thing, something about a stumble bum.
You know, I'm always kidding around like that. Rocky, to me, you were the immortal, the great fighter of our time. I always said when you were in your prime, you could elect any lightweight in America.
Groucho, I think we better get on with the quiz.
Yeah, we better get on with it.
We're going to run out of time here.
Groucho. Go on and get me a baseball bat. How long are you going to be in town, Rocky?
About a week.
Why don't you come back here next week and we'll have a rematch?
Okay, will you be here?
Yeah. Don't worry, you don't frighten me, big boy. I'll be here next week. However, I'm not sure that I'll be here the week after. I'll take care of him the best day he ever had. You know what? Have you and Mrs. Marciano agreed on a category between you?
No, because I'm going to allow some serviceman here to come down and get the money, if he can, out of this quiz.
Well, don't you like money?
No, I don't need to. With $50, I can get home on that.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I see. Well, you may have to stay up. Is there a serviceman out there who's on the lam? I mean, A-W-O-L.
Groucho, it looks like this may take a little time, so why don't we use the time for a message from...
How do you do? My name is Groucho Marx.
Let me...
What is your...
I'm Barry Hollis.
You're Barry Hollis?
Right.
Well, this is the Reverend Brower.
You take my place now. You have to be a good man.
This is Mrs. Marciano.
How do you do?
Take a poke at him, Mom.
Don't you forget that book.
Well, no, I certainly won't. I'll see that you get it. Well, I'll see you before I leave here tonight.
Oh, all right.
You hang around back there. You're wonderful. Go on, there. That's the kind of man that make religion worthwhile. Georgia, what do we do about a category for these people?
Did you select a category?
What was it?
I'm supposed to.
Sports? Yes. Sports and games.
Yes.
Well, you know how to play the game, huh?
You know how
to play?
Yes,
I do.
So you want to take the first one? You have four.
The lady take the first one, huh?
The $100 ones are a little easier than
You got to get 500 in order to get a chance at the big money. And I know Rocky needs his money desperately, yeah? For $100, in what game would you use knights and bishops? Chess is right, yeah, sure. I thought knights, you use nightgowns, but I guess you don't.
Well, you now have $100 and three more chances to make five.
What should I do? Take them on.
Blue? No, you got to win 500.
You have,
I don't want to influence you.
That's good. That's good pick. Because I want your son to like me.
Yeah, I like you.
In what sport or game is a score of 300 perfect? The service you in?
Air Force.
Air Force, huh? Well, you seem to do plenty of flying right here.
What was the answer, by the way?
Bowling. I thought 300 was pinochle in space.
Black bowling.
Bowling, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like bowling green. All right, now you got 300. You need five.
You have two more chances to make a total of five. You have 300 now. Gonna try,
Get another blue.
Another blue, all right. This will do it if you get it right.
Yeah.
You'll have 500.
You play pinochle, Mrs. Marciano?
No.
Pedro?
No, just bingo.
Bingo. In football, how many points are awarded for a safety? Here they go again.
Try two.
She's stuck on him, huh? What?
Try two.
Two is right. Yeah.
Try two.
Two points for a safety? I thought a safety only had one point. I mean, if you're wearing diapers. Why didn't you quit the Air Force and run away with Mrs. Marciano?
And Rocky will chase you.
Yeah.
If you think war is dangerous, you'll find out. Now, what is your rank? I mean, how is your... No, what is your rank?
Airman third class.
Third class what?
Third class apprentice radar operator.
Oh, well, you're about as low as a man can get in the sub. Unless you were in a submarine, huh? Well, you got one more chance, sir.
You already have your 500, if you remember.
Take it easy, huh?
Take an easy one to be sure, huh?
Yes.
All right. Here's a $100 one.
Oh, are you foxy, yeah. For $100, what is another name for ping pong? Here they go again. Watch. They'll be nuzzling in a minute, huh? If you don't know, guess.
Ball.
No, table tennis.
Yeah. Well, it's all right, because you've already won $500, yeah, which means you'll be back in a little while to try for $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000.
Okay.
And if you see that big plug ugly again, tell him I'm laying for him.
I will.
Nice meeting you, and I'm glad you won some money.
Nice meeting you, too.
Yeah. Mrs. Marciano and Airman Third Class Barry Hollis won $500, so here they are with a chance for $10,000, $5,000, or $2,000. Would you come right back up here?
Now, Sperry Hollis, is that right?
That's right.
Now, you pick a number from 1 to 10 for $10,000. You, Sperry?
3.
3. Put up a 3. Now, you pick a number for 5,000.
7.
7. Now, if either of these numbers comes up, that's what the question is worth, the number. If any other number comes up and you win, it's worth a total of 2,000. Is that clear? Now, spin the wheel. For a total of 2,000. During the celebrated Scopes trial in Tennessee in 1925, Clarence Darrow was the chief attorney for the defense. For a total of 2,000, who was the famous man who was chief prosecuting attorney in the Scopes trial opposed Darrow? Talk it over. What's the answer?
We haven't got no idea.
No, well, it's William Jennings Bryan, who ran 3 times for president. I'm sorry you missed it, but you still have, how much did you wind up with?
600.
600? Well, that's not too bad, a night's work, huh? Congratulations, and thanks for being with us.
Yes.
And tell that big love what I think.